the Kabbalistic meaning of Hebrew letters. The Torah is telling us that God created the world by saying, let it be this and let it be that. God created this world with utterances. Why is it? Why did God need to speak? God can do anything he wants. God could probably create the world just by wanting something to appear. Why does he need to say? What's the idea of God speaking in order for something to come about? The Kabbalah is explaining that when God was creating this world, he needed to create channels through which his energy would come down to each particular object to be created and to make it be. In other words, God's energy, God's light is unlimited. It is not bound by anything and it is immeasurable. So if this unlimited light, unlimited life force is going to come down into this world, then this world will not be able to be limited in any shape or form. And things in this world, the objects that are being created would be also unlimited. Well, and we need to have a limited world. We need to have a physical world. We need to have a world where each separate entity would be defined. We know that things are defined by their limitations. I am looking at you and I am saying that you are wearing a white shirt. That's how I define your shirt. But this definition is explaining to me that your shirt is limited by being white. We define things by their limitations, and this world can exist only because things are limited. If I would not be limited in my size, then nothing would be able to be here besides for me, because I would take up the entire space of the world. If my voice would not be limited in its loudness, then it would be no other sound in this world besides for my voice. So we can exist only because everything is limited. So God needed to limit his energy in order to bring about limited beings. And each limited being is different. And that's why for each limited being, his energy has to be limited in a different way. When God is creating me, he is limiting his energy, his life force in one way. When God is creating a tree, he is limiting his life force in a different way. So we need to have channels that will be delivering God's energy to every creature individually in a different way. So what are these channels? The Kabbalah is explaining to us that these channels are Hebrew letters. There are 22 letters of Hebrew alphabet. And when God was creating each object, he was using these letters as channels for his energy to be delivered. And the letters that form this channel are the names of these objects. And this is why, after God created everything, he gave Adam, the first human, the job of giving names, giving titles for each creature. Why was Adam able to do it? Because Adam was a very soulful, very spiritually intuned person, and he was able to see which letters were channeling godly energy in order to create each thing. And that's why he was able to say what the names of these creatures are. So here we see an interesting thing, that when we speak English, or for that matter, any other language, we use words that were meaningless before people made up that this object will be defined by this combination of sounds. This is called table, just because people made up that that's going to be called a table. People could have made up that this is going to be called a telephone, and it would be called a telephone instead of being called a table. And table would be a telephone would be a table. But people made up this way, and that's how it went. And that's how every language is. The Kabbalah is explaining to us that Hebrew is different because when I call a table in Hebrew, shulchan, Shulchan in Hebrew means table, and there are four letters, Shin, Lamed, Chet, and Nun. So these four letters are the channels through which a table, which is Shulchan, being created. And that's why by looking at Hebrew letters, we see which energy this object has. And this is with regards to inanimate objects or titles that we give to things. What about the names? The names of people. The Torah is telling us that when a person is given a name, when someone has a Hebrew name, then his life force is coming to him through the letters of his name. In other words, the letters of the name create channels through which he is getting his energy. This is why Hebrew names are very important. So this is the secret of Hebrew letters according to Kabbalah. And by the way, this is also the reason why in Hebrew language, letters are only consonants. Vowels in Hebrew are not letters. When you speak, if you'll pay attention how you make sounds, you'll realize that consonants are created by limiting the flow of the air, and vowels are created by an obstructed flow of air. When I say ah, o, u, this is unobstructed flow of air, and this is how I'm pronouncing vowels. If I want to say p, f, k, h, all of these sounds are consonants, and they are created by my mouth obstructing the flow of air. Obstruction of flow of air means creating a channel through which air flows. Now, if I will obstruct the flow of air all the way, I will not be able to make any sounds. It will not be a consonant, it will be silence. This is why consonants have to limit the flow of air, but still allow some air to come through, which is the definition of channel. Hebrew letters, according to Kabbalah, are channels through which God is creating this world. And therefore, letters are only consonants, not the vowels. In Hebrew, vowels, as you know, are nikudot, which are written on top, on the bottom, or near each letter, but they're not part of letters.